Prepared.
Primary ignition can proceed immediately upon your command, sir.
Here is the prisoner.
Governor Tarkin, I should have expected to find you holding Vader's leash. I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Charming to the last. You don't know how hard I found it signing the order to terminate your life, Princess Leia.
I'm surprised you had the courage to take the responsibility yourself.
Before your execution, I would like you to be my guest at a ceremony that will make this battle station operational. No star system will dare oppose the Emperor now.
The more you tighten your grip, Tarkin, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
Not after we demonstrate the power of the Death Star. In a way, you have determined the choice of the first planet to be destroyed. The reason that I've had you brought here to the observation deck.
Admiral Motti, have the view screens activated.
At once, sir.
Since you're reluctant to provide us with the location of the rebel base, Your Highness, I've chosen to test the Death Star's destructive powers on that lovely blue world you see on our view screens. Your home planet of Alderaan.
But Alderaan is peaceful. We have no weapons. You can't possibly
You'd
do that.
You prefer another target? A military target? Then name the system.
No. I absolutely will... Please!
I grow tired of asking this, so for the last time, where is the rebel base?
Dantooine. They're on Dantooine.
There, you see, Vader, she can be reasonable. Continue with the operation, Admiral Motti. You may fire when ready.
What?
You're far too trusting. Dantooine is too remote to make an effective demonstration. But don't worry. We shall deal with your rebel friends soon enough.
Commencing primary ignition, Governor Tarkin.
No. No, you can't do this.
Targeting computer locked in?
No. Please, no.
Opponent energies?
No, Tarkin, please. I beg you, in the name of mercy, please.
Firing sequence?
No. No.
Prime weapon is even more powerful than we'd calculated, Governor Tarkin.
Indeed.
Sensors indicate total destruction of the planet, Governor Tarkin.
Father! Oh, my poor, poor Alderaan!
Return her to the detention level, Lord Vader.
Oh, Tarkin. If ever there was a shred of humanity in you or these twisted creatures of yours, it's dead now. You're at war with life itself. You are enemies of the universe. Your empire is doomed.
Take her away.
You sent for me, Governor Tarkin?
Yes, Vader. We should be receiving word from our scouting expedition very soon.
Giving you your opportunity to, how did you put it, extinguish the rebellion?
Precisely. In the space of a single day, I will effectively eliminate all organized resistance to the Empire.
Indeed.
What of the search for the plans?
I am convinced that the Princess sent them down to the planet Tatooine with a pair of droids. A short time ago, a starship made a highly illegal blast-off from Mos Eisley spaceport on Tatooine after her crew exchanged fire with a squad of stormtroopers. The ship got through our blockade somehow and entered hyperspace evading pursuit. The droids in question were thought to be aboard her.
And our stormtroopers were outfought? Our starfleet evaded? How is this possible? Whose ship was it?
That is difficult to say. She had false identification markings and a forged registration. Moreover, she was an extremely fast and elusive vessel, probably piloted by one of the smugglers who congregate in that region.
So, the traitors have joined hands with criminals, and once again, you failed to regain those plans.
Our enemies are resourceful, but if you displace as you've resolved to do, the plans become a secondary concern. Is that not so?
Yes. When we've wiped out the fortress on Dantooine, the matter will be virtually settled.
Governor Tarkin, Lord Vader.
Well, what is it, Motti?
Our scout ships have reached Dantooine. They found the remains of a rebel base, but they estimate it's been deserted for some time. They're now conducting an extensive search of the solar systems.
She lied. Leia Organa lied to us.
I told you she would never consciously betray the rebellion.
Then her life is forfeit. Motti, have the Princess Leia Organa terminated. Immediately.
That brief shock was the jump to light speed. I think we can unfasten our safety belts now, Luke.
Fine with me. We talk about a wild ride between those Imperial cruisers blazing away at us and Han's crazy piloting. I never thought we'd make it.
Captain Solo's flying may be rather on the daredevil side, but I would say that we owe our lives to it. Not many pilots or starships can make their way through an Imperial Starfleet blockade. I can see where his renown as a smuggler had its source.
But it reminded me just why I hate space travel. Might I unbuckle too, please, Hospital?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, and Arthur would like to know if he can let go of the bulkhead.
Oh, yeah, 3PO. This trip's going to take a little while. How is R2?
He says he's quite in order, Master Luke, thank you.
Good. He's sure been through enough in the last couple of days.
So have we all, if I might say so.
What's he saying now?
He's just pointed out that there's a recharging unit over here. Might I suggest that he and I avail ourselves of it?
That's a good idea. We can't foresee how long it will be before another opportunity presents itself.
Oh, yeah, right. 3PO, you and R2 go to it.
Thank you, sir.
You just look at the garbage in this compartment. Shipping containers, spare parts, empty crates, and plain old junk all over the place. Some starship.
But this is a working freighter, Luke, even if her activities are rather on the shady side. Independent captains like Solo run their ships to suit themselves, and they live as they see fit. But I'll tell you this. Okay. The Millennium Falcon is in excellent shape and far faster than she was when she was built. Solo wasn't exaggerating about those modifications he's made on her.
You know what I was surprised to find back at the crew quarters? That holographic game board. I wouldn't have expected Han to be the kind to play.
Spaces fill the hours they spend in transit in a surprising variety of ways, Luke. But the fact that a rough-and-ready fellow like Solo chooses such a pastime does indicate another side to him.
Yeah, but who does he play against? The machine?
Oh, against his first mate Chewbacca, in all likelihood.
A Wookiee.
Now, games of skill and thought aren't restricted to human beings and machines, Luke. Now, don't let Chewbacca's great size and fierce appearance fool you. Wookiees are a species with great adaptability and they're quick to learn.
I guess you're right, but there's no other crew, just Han and Chewbacca?
Their arrangement seems to work well enough for them. Captain pilot and first mate co-pilot. Now, they strike me as a very competent pair for all their brashness. As long as they get us to Alderaan, they suit our needs.
Yeah, for 17,000.
The price is insignificant, Luke. Things are coming to a crucial juncture in the war of rebel against Empire.
You know, it's still hard for me to believe that a princess of the royal house of Alderaan and her father could both be members of the Rebel Alliance.
I think it's best to leave that subject for now, Luke, for a more guarded place and time.
Really? You think Han is...
Captain Solo's loyalties obviously lie more with himself than with the Empire, but it's better not to test that by letting him know just what he's carrying in the form of R2.
The jump to light speed came off without a hitch, gents and droids. Hey, what are those two doing at the tech station?
The droids are merely recharging, Captain.
Well, make sure they don't mess with anything. Me and Chewie are going to repair a little minor damage we did blasting at Mos Eisley and make sure we're not being followed. So make yourselves comfortable and we'll have you in Alderaan before you're through dusting the Tatooine sand off you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I'll take a look around. I've never been aboard a starship before, but I sure thought about it enough.
Yeah, perhaps a little later, Luke. For now, there are other more important things for us to do. I don't know what our mission will bring or what we'll encounter on Alderaan, but it's best we begin your training.
Right now? I mean...
Well, didn't you be instructed in the ways of the Force in order to become a Jedi Knight like your father was?
Well, yes, of course, but I...
Well, the way of the Jedi is a lifelong education, Luke. I began learning it when I was younger than you. I have achieved a certain mastery, and yet I am no less a pupil for all of that even now.
Darth Vader was a pupil of yours, wasn't he? The one who killed my father and betrayed the Jedi?
Darth Vader began as my pupil, yes.
Tell me about him, Ben. I want to know who he is and why he went over to the dark side of the Force. I want to face him and tell him whose son I am.
If you wish to be a Jedi, you will have to put aside your desire for revenge.
But he...
Anger and hatred, yes, and fear too. Now, these can help you draw power from the Force, but only from its dark side. And the dark side of the Force exacts a terrible price from those whom it seduces.
But can't you tell me about him? I want to know who he is and why he gave in to the dark side.
Luke, you're reaching far ahead of yourself. The workings of the Force aren't always so direct.
Well, I don't mean to sound like I'm impatient, Ben. I'm grateful that you cared enough about me to watch over me and to teach me.
Yes. I haven't had a pupil since before the Dark Times, before the Empire all but exterminated the Jedi. And there were many times since when I thought I would never teach another, and I feared the way of the Jedi would die out.
You mean there are no other Jedi?
We are not altogether alone in the galaxy, you and I, but I doubt that we can count on help from others of our kind.
Our kind? Well, where do we begin?
When the Jedi were guardians of peace and justice back in the days of the Old Republic, an initiate would begin by spending a great deal of time in contemplation, learning to open himself to the Force. But this is a different day with its own urgencies. Now, Luke, take your father's lightsaber in your hand.
Well, how do I hold the grip?
Watch. Emulate me.
Okay.
Hold the grip so that the blade, when it comes into existence, will be high and ready.
Yes. Ben, how did you do that quick draw on the cantina when you cut those two killers down? I mean, I never saw anybody move so fast.
Basics first, Luke. You must
crawl before I run.
Just so. Good. Now, take up this stance.
Like this?
That's it. Now watch me. I push this button in the grip of the lightsaber to activate it. Energy is liberated, and the blade comes into existence, you see? Now, from this basic position, you can launch into any movement of the blade. In attack or defense, advance or withdraw. Now, you try.
Okay, let's see.
No. Bring your feet together. Too wide a stance robs you of speed and agility. That's better. Can you feel your center of balance?
It feels pretty good.
I watch, and I shall demonstrate the basic drill. From the ready position into the first defensive posture.
And the second. Third. Fourth. Continuing the circular motion with a sweep of the blade like so.
And back again into the ready position. You see?
I think so. Can I try it?
Very well, but carefully. Never forget a lightsaber blade will cut through anything it contacts. Anything.
Right.
Now, your blade.
Boy, this lightsaber feels kind of like it's alive.
It is, in a way, through you. Now, ready? First defensive posture. Now, it requires a deeper step forward, Luke. The third. No. Keep your blade higher. That's right. And into the fourth. Now bring it all the way round. The parry must be a full movement.
Oh. Look, it's a lot harder than you make it look.
Learning to use a lightsaber properly is a long, meticulous process. Still, you haven't begun all that badly. I can see you inherited your father's dexterity and coordination.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I can get the hang of it. I mean, at least not soon enough to make it useful. I know how to use a blaster pretty well from survival school back home. Maybe I'd better stick with that.
Now, one can do things with a lightsaber that cannot be done with a mere firearm, Luke. But more than that, the lightsaber is a discipline for the mind and a schooling for the body and spirit. It's one of the ways in which a Jedi contacts the Force.
It's just that it's not like anything I ever tried before. Let me go through that drill again.
In a moment, Luke. I have a feeling we may need our every resource when we reach Alderaan. I have it in mind to accelerate your training by opening you to the Force.
Oh, how?
By building your trust in it and in yourself. A great part of a Jedi's power is derived from the Force by a firm conviction, a trust.
Well, I'll try whatever you want me to, Ben. What do I do?
Simply believe.
Yes?
I'm going to help you. I'll be your guide and your intermediary. Now, I'm going to stand here behind you. I want you to listen to my voice and empty your mind of everything else.
Yes.
Focus on my voice and concentrate on the open area of the deck where you will try the drill once more.
Yes.
Envision yourself going through the drill. Don't move, but feel the shape of the sequence, how your arms and legs will move, how nerves and muscles will cooperate. Try to make the sensations as real as you can. The wide rotary motions of the lightsaber, the placement of your feet, and where your center of balance will be. Now, activate your blade. Good. Now open yourself and create the flow of those movements in your mind. Let the pattern carry your mind along. How does it feel?
Like I can do it automatically, without thinking. Well, not that exactly. More like that I don't have to worry. Like something will move me through the drill.
That's fine, Luke. Hold that thought and focus on the drill. Don't worry about speed. Don't worry about indecision. Don't worry about anything. Feel the life of the lightsaber in your hands and anticipate the flow of it. And when you feel that you're ready, begin. First defensive posture. That's right. Second. Good, Luke. And the third. Very good. Into the fourth. Exactly. And back around to the ready position. Well done, Luke. How did it feel?
It felt so natural. I wasn't thinking about it, really. The drill just carried me along.
And so it should. You have a strong aptitude, Luke, a powerful affinity for the Force. Now, what do you say to some more practice?
Yes, I'd like that very much.
Excellent. Now again, take up the ready position and feel the flow of the events to come.
And the sixth? Now into the seventh attack position. Pivot and parry. Fine.
I think you should take another short rest, Luke. We've been at this for quite some time now.
But I don't feel tired. I feel like I could do this forever.
Well, then take pity on your elders, son.
What?
I could use a respite myself. Ah, here's Chewbacca. How are the repairs going?
What'd he say?
He and Captain Solo repaired all the damage. He says there's time before we reach Alderaan for a quick match at the holographic game board back in the crew quarters. I'm sorry, Chewbacca, but Luke and I have other work to do.
You be quiet, Artemis, and stop boasting.
What do you want, Trivia?
Well, Master Luke, he claims to have been programmed to play a competent hologame when he was assigned as a maintenance droid at a one-man refueling station in order to provide a diversion for the attendant.
Why don't you play R2, Chewie? Sounds like you're on R2.
I do hope you know what you're doing, R2. For a change.
You'd better leave Chewbacca plenty of room back there, 3PO.
I quite agree, sir.
Now, how about a practice duel, Ben? We took it real slowly, and I'll be careful.
I don't think you're quite ready for that yet, Luke. Though you could use more advanced practice at this point. I noticed that Captain Solo wears his blaster in a fast draw holster.
Right.
He must keep a remote practice. I wonder where he's... Here we are. Have you ever used one of these little remote target globes before, Luke?
Once or twice.
I'm resetting it. It will maneuver in the air, darting back and forth, and fire harmless sting bursts at you.
Uh-huh.
They're a bit painful, but not dangerous. I want you to try and block them with your lightsaber.
Okay.
When I release the remote into the air, it will commence an attack. Ready?
Ready.
Oh, hurt.
Not as much as a real enemy would, I assure you. I've set the remote to attack so long as your lightsaber blade is activated. Now continue, Luke. You must reach out and make contact with the Force to anticipate the attack so that...
Ben? Ben? Are you all right? Here, sit down. Now, what's wrong?
I felt a great disturbance in the Force, as if millions of voices cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. As if an entire world had died in an instant. I fear that something terrible has happened.
Oh, is there anything I can do?
No, I'll be all right.
Well, you can forget your troubles. We'll be at Alderaan pretty soon. I told you I could outrun those Imperial slugs. Hey, don't everybody thank me at once.
Huh?
I see Chewie found himself an opponent. Your little droid's not bad at that game. You better watch out. He might win.
What was I tell you, Chewie? It was a trap.
You made a bad move, Chewbacca. If you fell for it, that is your fault. Screaming magic won't help you.
You'd better let Chewie have his way. It's not wise to upset a Wookiee.
But, sir, nobody worries about upsetting a droid.
Well, that's because droids don't pull people's arms out of their sockets when they lose. Wookiees are known to do that.
I see your point, sir. Might I suggest a new strategy, Artoo? Let the Wookiee win.
Ben. Are you feeling any better?
Yes. Let's continue with your drill, Luke. Saber ready?
Ready.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
You mean it controls your actions?
Partially, but it also obeys your commands. Careful now.
Get out of my leg!
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
You don't believe in the Force, do you, Han?
Kid, I've been from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful Force controlling everything. There's no mystical energy field controlling my destiny.
Then what does?
Who knows? Look, this stuff you're telling him, it's all a lot of simple tricks and nonsense.
I suggest you try again, Luke. Here, we'll try it with you wearing this flight helmet. Now lower its blast shield into place. Now this time, let go of your conscious self and act on instinct.
But with this blast shield down like this, I can't even see. How am I supposed to fight the remote?
Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them.
Gonna try for two sore legs.
Now let's try again, Luke.
Seat of the pants, huh? You're doing great, kid.
Again, Luke, listen to my voice and trust me. Reach out with your feelings.
Yeah, but going against remotes is one thing. Going against the living, that's something else.
You see, Luke, you can do it. You parried all three shots by trusting your feelings.
Oh, yeah? Well, I call it luck.
In my experience, Captain Solo, there is no such thing as mere luck.
It's as good a faith as any, old man. Luck and money.
Ah, yes, wealth. I'd forgotten how important that is to you.
Well, don't knock it. If me and Chewie weren't hard up for it, you two and the droids would still be playing tag with the stormtroopers back on Tatooine. As it is, you get where you want to go, and we clear our debts.
You're quite a paradox, Captain Solo. You prize above everything else the cardinal freedom of star travel, yet you're held back from it by something as trifling as money. Come to think of it, there are entire worlds in just that same predicament.
You said it, Chewie. So money's trifling, huh? Well, just you try getting along without any.
Oh, but I do.
Huh?
Have you ever seen a credit come into or leave my hand? I haven't had any, and haven't missed it in, quite some years now, and wanted for nothing.
No, well, all right, so the kid there paid your way, but you wouldn't have gotten any place if he hadn't come up with the cash. Well,
perhaps I'm lucky.
What am I doing arguing with an old coot like you? You haven't even got the price of a meal. Anyway, we're coming up on Alderaan. You measure your freedom in this life in cash, old man. If you've got enough, you can go as far and as fast as you want.
Come on, Chewie.
Captain Solo, even the universe itself is curved, my friend. If you run far enough and fast enough, you end up right where you began.
Now, just hold on there. all right, Chewie, I'm coming.
Should have known better than to argue with a crazy old...
Don't pay any attention to him, Ben. All the money in the Empire wouldn't stop me from helping you deliver the droids and doing whatever I can for Princess Leia.
I know that, Luke. I have great confidence in you.
You know, I really did feel something during that lightsaber drill. I could almost see what the remote was going to do.
That's good. You have taken your first step into a larger world.
I hate it's being saddled with a dewy-eyed idealist. They're trouble, Chewie. What would you say are that bad? They're hot, too. You saw how badly those Imperial cruisers wanted us. What are you, getting soft in your old age? Maybe we should quit the smuggling business and open a soup kitchen. Okay, all right, calm down. The Navi computer says we're about ready to revert to normal space. Stand by. Here we go. Cutting in sublight engines. Good. Now we can...
What the flame of what? How we've come out of hyperspace into some kind of meteor shower. Sky's full of us. Increased power to deflector shields.
Maybe there was an asteroid collision, only it's not on any of the charts.
What's going on?
We stopped to pick up a load of gravel.
What else?
There shouldn't be any navigational hazards this near Alderaan.
Position is correct, only no Alderaan.
What do you mean? Where is it?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, kid. It ain't there.
What?
I think it's been totally blown away.
How could that be?
Destroyed by the Empire. I should have realized it when I felt it earlier.
An entire Starfleet couldn't destroy a whole planet. It'd take 1,000 ships with more firepower than...
What is that light on the console?
There's another ship closing on us.
Well, maybe they know what happened to Alderaan.
It's an Imperial fighter.
What makes you so sure? Sensors don't have a clear idea.
It's firing on us. There it goes.
TIE fighter, right enough. Good guess, old man.
It must have followed us from Tatooine.
No, it's a short-range fighter.
But there aren't any bases around here. Where'd it come from?
Well, maybe it wandered away from a convoy. Look, you're leaving in a big hurry. If that pilot identifies us, we're in big trouble.
Not if I can help it. Chewie, jam his transmission.
It would be as well to let it go. It's too far out of range.
Not for long. You may think you know everything, old man, but you got a lot to learn about the Millennium Falcon. Chewie! Switch weapon systems over to sensor gunlock. Let me know when we've got him ranged.
A couple of salvos and our worries will be over.
He's two.
He's headed for that small moon.
Yeah, but we're gaining. I think we can back him before he gets there. We're almost in range.
That's no moon. That's a space station.
What? You're even crazier than I thought. Look at the size of it. It's way too big to be a space station.
Oh, boy.
Ben, you're right. I have a very bad feeling about this.
All right, so you get those two.
Turn the ship around.
Yeah. I think you're right. Forward. Chewie, lock in auxiliary power. Chewie, I said lock in auxiliary power.
It's too late.
Why are we still moving towards it?
The Falcon's not answering your helm. Whatever that thing is out there, it's got us caught in a tractor beam and it's hauling us in.
Well, do something.
Kid, there's nothing I can do against a beam with that much juice. I'm on full power now. Gonna have to shut down or I'll melt the engines. Chewie, full deflector shields, angle them forward.
Right. But you can't win.
No, but I can shorten a few Imperial careers.
There are alternatives to fighting, though.
Huh?
Alternatives that might mean survival.
All right, you got yourself an audience. What's the scheme?
You're a smuggler, are you not? Along with speed, your speciality is concealment. Let us take advantage of that.
Yeah, but
jettison
how...
some escape pods before we come into sensor range of that station. And prepare to make an entry in the ship's log. Luke?
Yes, sir.
Get the droids. Hurry, there's little time left.
Right.
If you're planning what I think you are and we pull it off, I'll give you half fare on your next ride.
I only hope this works.
Well, if it doesn't, they'll let us know at the firing squad.
Not
Captain Turner is jettisoning the escape pod. What if they leave us behind? I simply hate space travel. Why is it that every time we're on board a vessel, somebody seems determined to demolish
it? Radio, R2!
No, whatever, here, Master Luke! Oh, have we reached the planet Alderaan?
There is no Alderaan 3PO.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, but I think it's my duty to point out that you are an error. Why,
it's gone. Somebody's blown it to bits. Now, will you shut up and come on?
Yes, sir.
And make it fast or we're all dead.
Chewbacca,
Captain Solo will be here in a moment. We're going to take refuge under these deck plates.
Deck plates?
The Millennium Falcon is a smuggling ship, Luke. Since we cannot avoid being drawn into the battle station, our only chance is to hide in the ship's concealed compartments.
Yes, sir.
Chewbacca, how much time do we have? Well, then we'd best move quickly.
Well, how do we get under the deck plates?
You will see. Chewbacca, open them, please.
Hidden is right. I'd never seen them.
And lend a hand here, Luke.
Okay.
3PO, help Chewbacca lower R2 down there.
Very well, sir.
Your space looks pretty cramped, then. Are you sure there's room enough in there for all of us?
There will have to be.
Where's Solo?
Making final preparations. Ah, here he is.
That's it. We're ready. We got four TIE fighters closing on us.
How close are we to the battle station?
At the rate they're hauling us toward that oversized ball bearing, they'll have us aboard it in no time.
Well, you might as well leave the Falcon's main hatch unlocked, or they'll simply blast their way in.
Yeah, it's done.
Good. Did you make an entry in the ship's log?
Yeah, and I shot off a few escape pods, too. You think you're the only one who's ever conned Imperials?
Right.
Now, if you don't mind, we're going to have to continue this conversation in my private office. So hop in.
Indeed.
I know how busy your schedule is, Captain.
Get in, Chewie, and hang on to your bowcaster. And you, droid, what's your name?
I am C-3PO.
Just move it.
Move.
Hope you remember to stretch your legs a bit. We could be down there for a while.
Well, as a matter of fact.
Oh, forget it. Just hop. Move over, Chewie. Just pull that deck plate into place
with my foot.
It'll seal and lock automatically. Quit your griping, Chewie. And get your toe out of my ear.
Will you stop bumping me up?
What's your estimate about progress, Captain Solo?
Well, they're probably clearing us through the outer defense zones right about now. It looked like they had landing bays around the equator of that station. I guess they'll dock us there.
What was all that about the escape pods and the ship's log?
I doctored the log to make it look like we abandoned ship in those pods right after liftoff and sent the Falcon along on automatic as a decoy.
You think they'll believe it?
I don't know. At first, maybe. These compartments are shielded and hidden pretty well.
Will you just give me a...
Okay. Here we go.
That's it. We've been set down in a landing bay.
You guys keep your lightsabers handy. If they find us now, there'll be nothing to do but stand tall.
You see, Arthur, nothing could ever give us space travel.
It'll take a few moments for the pumps to replace the atmosphere in the docking bay, and then...
Well, they got the ramp down.
Oh.
Quiet now. That's the main hatch. Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers, we do.
Shut up, you know. One, two, three.
We are...
Keep still. You're spoiling my count.
I think there were four.
Shh. Let's see. I can't tell how many there were.
Six stormtroopers came on board and six have left.
Oh, you got good ears, old-timer.
They bought it.
Yes, but we still have...
Ben? What's the matter? Are you all right?
Yes, Luke, I... recognized a presence just outside the ship. He's gone now, but his being here explains a great deal.
Who was it?
Never mind that now. We still got plenty of problems. Let's get out of here.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's lucky you had these compartments, Han.
What did I tell you about luck, kid? Never thought I'd be smuggling myself in, though.
Okay. Now what?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Even if I could take off again, I'd never get past that tractor beam.
Leave that to me.
Old fool. I knew you were going to say that.
Who's the more foolish, Captain Solo, the fool or the fool who follows him?
It's okay, Chewie.
I assume they'll be sending a scanning crew on board for a more thorough search, and we drew the stormtroopers so as not to confuse their instruments.
I'll take a look. Yeah, you called it. There's a two-man crew at the bottom of the ramp with an equipment case.
Then we'll have to...
Relax. This is our department. Get set, partner. The rest of you get back out of sight.
Out to the zero feet.
Joey, be
careful. Easy. Set it down here. Watch your foot.
Evening, boys.
Huh?
Sleep tight. Nice work, Chewie. Stay where you are. There are two stormtroopers guarding the ramp.
Hey, you got it. Could you give us a hand for a minute? Our reciprocator's stuck in the optical refraction.
What's the problem? Hey, look out!
Okay, come on.
Nice work, Han.
Didn't I tell you? It's better to count on a blaster than hokey religious and lightsabers.
What now?
In order to escape, we'll have to eliminate the tractor beam.
Yeah, there's got to be a control office here in the docking bay. We're going to have to get at it somehow.
The stormtrooper's armor. You won't be recognized in it.
What? Right.
You march the rest of us ahead of you. We'll take them by surprise.
Hey, now, wait. That wasn't in the deal.
There's no telling when someone will come looking for these men, Captain Solo. We have no option.
Oh, but... All right. Help me get his armor off, Chewie.
Sorry.
Luke, you'll have to wear the other man's armor.
Okay.
It will be a bit large, but it will do.
Right, Ben.
Now, you stay behind. And if the command officer tries to contact his men by helmet comlink, step out from the end of the ramp and point to your transmitter to indicate that it's out of order.
Okay. Oh, where's the transmitter?
There.
All right.
Well, how do I look? I hope you took a bath once in a while, kid. This guy's armor smells like he lived in it. Let's go.
I don't see the sentries out there.
Maybe the scanning crew found something aboard the captured ship, sir.
TX-421, why aren't you at your post? TX-421, do you copy? Okay, there he is. He's pointing to his transmitter. Looks like we got another bad comlink. Take over here.
Yes, sir.
I'll go and see what I can do.
Now let me get this stupid helmet off.
You see any more of them, old man?
I think there were only these two.
Luke, 3PO, R2, come in here quickly.
You know, Han, between that Wookiee's howling and you're blasting everything inside, it's a wonder the whole station doesn't know we're here.
Well, bring him on. I prefer a straight fight to all this sneaking around.
R2 says he's found an outlet to the main computer, sir.
What? Excellent. Now have R2 plug into the outlet.
Yes, sir.
His information retrieval capacity should enable him to interpret the entire Imperial computer network.
R2 says he's found the main control to the tractor beam that's holding the Millennium Falcon here.
Can he make the precise location appear on the monitor?
That's it. They're on the screen. R2 says the tractor beam is coupled to the main reactor in 7 locations. A power loss at any one of the terminals would deactivate the beam and allow us to leave.
I don't think anyone else can help me with this task. I must go alone.
What? Whatever you say, old man. I've done more than I bargained for on this trip already.
Dad, I want to go with you.
Be patient, Luke. Stay here and avoid.
But how didn't you balk at
that? R2 and 3PO must be delivered safely, or other star systems will suffer the same fate as Alderaan. Now, your destiny lies along a different path from mine. The Force will be with you, Luke. Always.
Ben!
You said it, Chewie. And where'd you dig up that old fossil?
Ben is a great man.
Yeah, great at getting us into trouble.
Well, I didn't hear you coming up with any ideas.
Well, anything could be better than just hanging around here waiting for a storm to
Who do you think got it this far, Bubble?
What is that, 3PO? What's R2 so excited
I'm
about?
Not quite sure, sir. He was searching the computer network, and now he keeps saying, I found her, and keeps repeating, she's here.
Well, who? Who has he found?
Princess Leia.
Princess? She's here?
Princess?
Where is she?
What princess? What's going on?
R2 says she's on level 5, detention block AA-23. He's mapped the location there on the screen. I'm afraid she's scheduled to be terminated.
What?
Terminated? Oh, no, we gotta do something.
What are you talking about?
The Princess Leia of Alderaan. The droids belong to her. She's the one that... Oh, never mind. We gotta help her.
Hey, now look, let's not get any funny ideas. The old man wants us to wait right here.
But he didn't know she was here. We gotta figure out a way to get into the detention block.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
But they're gonna execute her. Look, a few minutes ago you said you didn't want to just wait around to be captured. You wanted to do something.
Well, marching into the detention level is not what I had in mind.
But they're gonna kill her!
Better her than me.
Oh, Han, we can't let him do it. If you only knew her, she's beautiful.
So's life, kid.
She's rich.
Rich?
Mm-hmm. Rich, powerful.
Wait a second now. She was rich on Alderaan, but Alderaan ain't there anymore, remember? Who'd pay?
Well, the Rebel Alliance, that's who. And the Imperial Senate. She's the sole surviving heir to the off-world holdings of the Royal House of Alderaan. If you rescue her, the reward would probably be...
What?
Well, more wealth than you can imagine.
Oh, don't bet on it. I can imagine quite a bit.
You'll get it.
I'd better. What about the droids?
Well, they'll be all right here. Look, we gotta save the princess. She's much more important right now.
What's your plan?
3PO?
Master Luke?
Headfinders over there, will you?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
What are you gonna do with a pair of cuffs?
Okay. I'm gonna put these wrist binders on Chewbacca. Okay. Han, you put him on.
Don't worry, Chewie. I think I know what he's got in mind. Get your helmet, kid.
Now, 3PO, use that handheld comm link to keep in touch with us. Let's go.
Master Luke, sir.
Yeah?
Pardon me for asking, but what should R2 and I do if we're discovered here?
Lock the door.
And hope they don't have blasters.
That isn't very reassuring.
Think you're taking this thing?
It's a prisoner transfer from detention block 1138.
Well, nobody notified me, and I'm the duty officer here. I'll have to clear it.
This is block AA23, duty officer speaking. Put me through to the detention level commander.
They're not going for it.
Sir, we have an irregularity here. There's apparently been a foul-up in the prisoner transfer. That's right, sir. Yes, I'll hold.
There are only three guards and the duty officer. Chewie, you grab my blaster and make it look like you're making a break, okay? Go!
Oh, look out! He's got my blaster!
Something about that alarm.
Why did he have to pick an alarm switch? The guy, stupid officers.
Detention level AA23.
Now happening? We've got to find out which cell that princess of yours is in. Here we go. Cell
what's
number 2187. You go get her, kid. I'll try to keep the lid on things here.
I'll be right back.
I hope. Let's have a little peace and quiet.
Detention level.
this is
detention level, AA23. Everything's under control down here. Situation is normal, you know.
What's going on? What's happening?
We had a slight, weapons malfunction, but, you know, everything's perfectly all right now. It's we're fine. We're all fine here. Thank you. Fine. How are you?
We're sending a squad to your location.
Negative. We had a reactor leak here. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. It's large leak. Very dangerous.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Good idea. Boring conversation anyway. Let's hope the kid moves fast, Chewie. We're gonna have company.
This is it.
Will, what do you want?
Aren't
you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Huh? Oh, the uniform. I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
You're what?
Here to rescue you. I've got your R2 unit. I'm here with Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi? Where is he?
No time to explain. Come on.
Luke, get back!
The stormtroopers blew the door. We couldn't hold it. We can't get out that way.
Looks like we just lost our only escape route.
Maybe you prefer to stay here in your cell, Your Highness.
I'll try and contact 3PO on the conlink.
3PO? See, 3PO, do you copy?
Yes, Master.
We've been cut off in the detention block. Is there any other way out of the cell bay?
Just hold on.
What was that? I didn't copy.
R2 says all systems have been alerted to your presence.
The detention box seems to be the only way in or out.
All other information on your level is restricted. But,
look,
sir, there's a stormtrooper
pounding
on the door.
3PO! 3PO! He says there's no other way out of here!
This is some rescue. You came in here, didn't you have a plan for getting out?
He's the brains in the operation, sweetheart. Well, you know...
Luke, give me your blaster.
Here. What are you blasting the wall for?
Somebody has to save our skins. Follow me, fly boy!
This is crazy! But, okay! Chewie, you're next! That garbage shooting a big furry old move, I said! I don't care what you smell! Or you won't! Wonderful girl you dragged us after, kid! Either I'm gonna kill her or I'm beginning to like her! Get going! Here goes! Idea, Your Highness. Oh, my, what an incredible smell you've discovered.
Oh.
Oh, where's my blaster? I'm getting out of here. Chewie, get away from that door.
No, don't do that.
On, wait. Like you say. Will you forget the room's magnetically sealed?
Put that thing away before you get us all killed.
Oh, absolutely, Your Worship. Look, I had everything under control until you let us down here. You know, it's not going to take them long to figure out what happened to
us. Oh, it could be worse.
It's worse. There's something alive in here.
Can you see anything? There's not much light.
It's your imagination.
Something just brushed back my
leg.
Look there! You see that? It looked like a tentacle or something.
Oh.
A tentacle? What? Where? Where? Oh, somebody grab hold of my nose!
Oh, that booming sound must have scared it. But I don't understand what's going on.
Very bad feeling about this.
Walls.
They're moving. They're closing. I don't believe this. We're inside a compactor.
We'll be crushed. Try and break the walls or something.
Hey, wait a minute. Get that pipe over there.
No, over there.
We gotta
push against them.
Assure you, Governor Tarkin, he is here.
Obi-Wan Kenobi? What makes you think so, Vader?
I sensed his aura clinging to that starship we captured. A tremor in the Force. Last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master.
If there is anyone on that starship, the scanning crew will detect him. But surely Kenobi must be dead by now.
Do not underestimate the power of the Force. Obi-Wan Kenobi is a Jedi Knight. Is capable of things that would seem impossible to ordinary men. Men who understand only their machines and the things they can see and touch.
Men like me, is this what you're implying? I tell you, Vader, the Jedi are extinct. Their fire has gone out of the universe, as you should well know, having brought that about. You, my friend, are all that's left of their religion.
I think not.
Well, enough of this. I had thought the Princess Leia might still be of use to us in locating the Rebel base, but since the ship we captured appears to be empty, I have canceled her reprieve. I intend to have her executed at... Well, what is it?
Governor Tarkin, we have an alert in detention block AA-23. It seems the Princess has escaped somehow. We're not quite sure yet how
it happened. Princess, put all sections on alert. Locate her and any other Rebels at once.
Yes, sir.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is here. The Force is with him.
If you're right, he will not be allowed to escape.
Escape may not be his plan, but the other Rebels can be of use to us in the manner we discussed. I suggest you make the necessary arrangements at once.
And General Kenobi?
Patterns are emerging that have great meaning for the Jedi. This nexus of events is brought about by the Force itself. I must face Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hello.
One of the duty crew has been shot. The other's been knocked cold. A couple of you get them down to sick bay.
That's me through to the security commander.
What's your situation there?
Sir, we're in the command office overlooking the captured starship. The scanning crewmen on the ship were knocked unconscious and the guards have been shot.
Any sign of the rebels?
None, sir.
Check the place out thoroughly, then search the entire area.
Yes, sir. All right, let's check this place over top to bottom.
There's a storage locker over here.
Okay, stand back. Get ready to fire.
They'll open it.
What's their shoes? They're mad. They've broken and attacked the duty crew and locked us in there. They're heading for the prison level. If you hurry, you might still catch them.
You, stay on the console and report that. Will do. The rest of you follow me.
Oh, come along, Otto.
Hey, where are you two going?
Yes, that's it. All this excitement has overrun the circuits of my counterpart here. If you don't mind, sir, I'd like to take him down to maintenance.
Yeah, all right.
What? Oh, hello, Luke. Got it.
What's that, droid?
Oh, nothing, sir, nothing. Come along, Otto. Master Luke and the others don't seem to have arrived here at the docking bay yet. Something must have happened to them. Wait, is there another computer outlet around here somewhere? Plug yourself into the network and see if they've been captured. The comic! Oh, I forgot I turned it off. Are you there, Master Luke? Oh, yes, sir. No, we've had some problems. I can't begin to...
We're stuck in a garbage compactor. It's closing in on us. It's shut down all the trash smashers on the detention level. Do you copy?
Oh, yes, sir.
Shut down all the garbage smashers on the detention level. Yes. We're going to be crushed.
No, I'll just shut them all down. Oh, hurry. They're dying down there. Curse this metal body. I wasn't fast enough to solve my fault. My poor master. Oh. What?
Oh,
they're alive, R2! Oh.
Now, you'll have to get us out of here. Open the pressure maintenance hatch on unit number... Where are we?
326-827.
Did you get that?
326-827. Did you get it, Arthur? Yes, sir.
That's it. Now wait near the ship. We'll meet you there.
Yes.
Come along, Arthur.
For a while there, we were all going to be a whole lot thinner. I never thought those droids would pull it off.
And you said you hated machinery that talked back.
No more. Okay. Here, dump your armor over there, but hang on to your belt. It's got survival gear on it.
Right.
Now we can get out of here. If we can just avoid any more female advice. Come on, Chewie, let's get...
Listen, I don't know who you are or where you came from, but from now on, you do as I tell you. Understand?
Now look, your worshipfulness. Let's get one thing straight. I take orders from one person, me.
It's a wonder you're still alive. Now, will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
No reward is worth this. After you, Your Highness.
The balcony down there.
I'll eat you, Chewie.
3PO, do you copy? Are you safe?
For the moment, Master. I'm directly across the hangar from the ship.
We're on the level right above you. Stand by.
You mean to tell me that you flew here in that old wreck? You're braver than I thought.
Nice, isn't she? Come on.
There they are!
Uh-oh. Stormtroopers. Let them have it, Chewie! Whichever of those geniuses back there thought of having the blast tours shot ain't getting a promotion for it. Listen, I think we can work our way around to the ship. That squeak was too close for me. If we get back to her, I say we make a break right away, whether the rest of them are there or not. Come on, we don't owe nobody nothing. Nobody but us, that is. Did they care about us when they dragged us into this crazy deal? So why should we stick around and maybe get burned down for them? One chance to get out of here with our skins may be all we get, Chewie. Come on, fur face, you're gonna ruin our reputations. All right, let's get back first and see what happens from there. But whatever those rebels offer us for getting that princess back, I want at least twice as much.
Stormtroopers still out in the corridor?
I'll take another look. Oh, yeah. Still there, but they're not headed this way. I think they're guarding that junction down there.
They're between us and the ship. We'll have to find a way around them.
Well, we're safe enough in this utility compartment for now. If we just wait a minute or two, the troopers might be ordered away to chase Han and Chewie. If not, we can always duck out and try another route.
I suppose you're right. Oh. Luke, how'd you get involved in all this?
It's sort of complicated. See, R2 wound up at our farm on Tatooine. I found your message when I was cleaning him up. R2 ran off to find Ben, and I followed him, but Ben found us instead.
Then we hired Han to bring us to Alderaan.
And when we got here, Alderaan was gone. Destroyed.
You know about that.
I saw it happen.
I'm so sorry.
The important thing now is to see that it never happens again. Look.
Oh, they're coming this way.
Are they gone?
I'll check. Yeah. Probably after Han and Chewbacca. And the corridor junction looks clear.
Then we better go. You remember the way?
I think so.
You there!
What?
Stand where you are!
Come on. Quick, run!
I think we took a wrong turn.
This must be the central core shaft.
There's no way across.
We can't go back. They're blocking our way.
Shut the hatchway, quick.
There's no luck.
I'll shoot the control panel. Stand back. That'll hold for a while.
But not for long. We've got to find the control that extends the bridgeway across the shaft.
Oh, I think I just blasted it.
They're trying to burn their way through the hatch.
Sounds like you're succeeding. Look, you better stand up to one side, Princess. Out of the line of fire. I'll try and hold them off.
Luke, no. There must be some other way.
None that I can see.
Look out!
What?
Up there across the shaft, more troopers!
Just what we needed. Wait a minute. That's it. My belt.
Belt!
I took it off a stormtrooper. Look, it's got a grappling hook on it. We'll swing across the shaft. Here, take the blaster. Keep them busy. Now let's just hope the hook's strong enough. There's enough line on the spool.
Belt
blast! Where are you securing? Look, outlet thrusters up in the shaft. There. Here goes.
Look, they're getting the hatch open.
The hook caught. We're in business. Grab hold of me tight.
Wait. A chest for luck.
We'll need it. Hang on.
Oh.
We made it.
Oh. Now what?
Let me get rid of this line.
How do we get to the ship from here?
There's a service hatch down there to the left, I think. Let's go.